The original research article entitled Imbalanced Brain Neurochemicals in Long COVID and ME/CFS, a preliminary study using MRI, was authored by Thapalia and Marshall Gradisnik et al. From Griffith University in Australia. It was published in the American Journal of Medicine on the 6th of April, 2024. Long COVID and ME/CFS patients experience similar symptoms that may be related to imbalances in brain neurochemicals. This cross-sectional study investigated 1. Whether neurochemical differences exist in the posterior cingulate cortex of long COVID and ME/CFS patients compared to healthy controls using magnetic resonance spectroscopy imaging, and 2. Whether these neurochemical differences correlate with symptom severity. All participants were aged between 18 and 65 years old. In total, 17 patients with long COVID, as defined by the WHO clinical case definition, 17 patients with ME/CFS, fulfilling the Canadian consensus criteria or international consensus criteria, and 10 age-matched healthy controls with no chronic disease and no previous COVID infection were enrolled. Symptom severity was assessed with the Research Registry Questionnaire of the National Center for Neuroimmunology and Emerging Diseases. Quality of life and functional capacity were assessed with the 36-item short-form health survey, where each item was scored on a scale of 0 to 100 and then averaged as previously published. Long COVID patients had significantly higher glutamate and N-acetyl aspartate compared with healthy controls, while ME/CFS patients only had significantly higher glutamate compared with healthy controls. There were no significant biochemical differences between patients with long COVID and ME/CFS. Elevated glutamate levels may be due to pro-inflammatory cytokines and activation of glial cells in both diseases. Elevated levels of N-acetyl aspartate in long COVID may come from a compensatory response to lower brain metabolic efficiency. Brain neurochemical levels and self-reported severity measures appeared to be associated with both diseases. In long COVID, glutamine and creatine negatively correlated with the duration of the disease, while glutamate plus glutamine negatively correlated with physical function. Phosphorylcholine and glycerol phosphorylcholine positively correlated with cognitive impairment. In ME/CFS, glutamine, glutamate plus glutamine, and creatine plus phosphocreatine positively correlated with physical function, while creatine and creatine plus phosphocreatine negatively correlated with cognitive impairment and unrefreshing sleep. Finally, inositol negatively correlated with pain. Long COVID and ME/CFS diseases share a very similar neurochemical signature, supporting the hypothesis of overlapping underlying pathologies in both diseases. Restoring the balance of glutamate and N-acetyl aspartate may have therapeutic effects in both conditions.